I've always taught my kids what you want, you manifest. And going back to his college days, he has a sign, I will play in the NFL. And, you know, not only playing, I mean, he's cementing his legacy. And, you know, like the sophomore slumps and all that, like, we're not worried about that. Like, boy puts too much time and effort. He really loves this sport, like, to where he would compromise other things just for the love of the game.
Jaden Daniels' mother talking about her son and, you know, the idea of a sophomore slump. Is Jaden Daniels ranked correctly at number 5 overall on the ESPN list of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, as voted on by coaches, front office execs, and scouts, NFL people? Number 1 was Mahomes, number 2 was Allen, number 3 was Joe Burrow ahead of Lamar Jackson. That has sparked some discussion and debate as to why Burrow is ahead of Jackson. I'm fine with that. And then Jaden came in 5th. Stafford is 6th. Herbert is 7th. Goff is 8th. Hurts is 9th. And Baker Mayfield is 10th. You know what I've noticed in looking at this list? Honorable mentions, by the way, C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love. Others receiving votes in order: Murray, Purdy, Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix. So basically the top 18 quarterbacks listed and voted on by front office execs. A couple of things I've noticed. Number 1 is, just in a couple of years, there's much more uncertainty about the depth at the position in the league. Now, I say uncertainty instead of there isn't depth, because some of these players are so young. You know, guys like and have just started to come in their own. Like Baker Mayfield had an excellent season. Baker Mayfield may be surging towards being maybe not elite, but top 10. He's 10 on this list. Stroud and Love, I think Stroud's shown it. Love, I think, has shown it at times, but there's still some uncertainty there. Kyler Murray up and down, and then guys like Tua and Bo Nix. I mean, Nix had a nice rookie season, but how much of that was system-oriented? By the way, I think Tua's got a lot to prove, man. I think this is a big year for Tua coming up. I don't think I have an issue at all with this list. I think after the top 5, I would have put the top 5 in that exact order. I think Stafford certainly is in the conversation for, you know, top 5, but right after that. And I like that Hurts didn't come in until 9th, because I think talent-wise, I still would take Stafford, Herbert ahead of Hurts. Maybe Goff and Hurts are 8-9. I might take Hurts ahead of Goff, maybe. Goff's so reliant on system and surrounding. But Mayfield coming in at 10, I'm a big Stroud guy, and I like Jordan Love's talent as well. You know, that's the top 12, and then Murray was 13, Purdy 14, Prescott 15, Rodgers 16 at 41 years old, Tua, and then Bo Nix. So there you go. So we'll stick with Jaden primarily, unless you want to weigh in on Jackson and Burrow. Because I think a lot of people think Jackson is too low on this list at number 4. I'm okay with it. I mean, I know you could say the same thing about Josh Allen. Prove it to me, you know, by winning the Super Bowl or getting to the Super Bowl, something that Josh Allen hasn't done either. But there's a big difference, or there has been. Josh Allen's played out of his mind in the postseason. Lamar has not. He hasn't. All right, 301-230-0980. Is he in the right spot, or is he too high? I mean, if you think he should be higher, have at it. Let's start with Earl. Earl in Burtonsville. Earl, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? Good to talk to you this fine Monday morning.
How are you, Earl?
Doing good. I think Jaden should be number 3, right after Mahomes, Allen, and then Jaden number 3. I mean, he's just a fantastic quarterback. He's single-handedly has turned my Washington Redskins franchise around. I've been a fan all my life, and I just can't believe we actually have a franchise QB. I think he should be high. I think he should be the 3rd spot.
So you would have him behind Mahomes and Allen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have Burrow 4 and Lamar 5.
And Lamar
no
5.
No question about it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate good
Yeah, appreciate the call. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, Jaden's spot on ESPN's rankings of quarterbacks. This voted on not by analysts, not by guys who cover the teams, but by coaches, front office execs, and scouts. Jaden's fifth ahead of Stafford, ahead of Herbert, ahead of Hurts, ahead of Goff, behind Mahomes, who's one, Allen, who's two, Burrow's three, and Jackson's four. Is that the right spot, or should he be higher or lower? Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I think five is the right spot. Those core four are kind of impeachable based on their resumes. But I have to say, if we're being honest, Jaden was better than Mahomes last year. And I think an interesting hypothetical is, if Mahomes was our quarterback last year, would we have been as good? I don't think so. But his resume is unimpeachable. So I understand putting in number one. And even going into this upcoming season, I'm just wondering how many quarterbacks we would rather have just for next season who we think our team would be better with. And I'm not sure there's any. I mean, I think there's quarterbacks like Allen who we would be just as good as. But, you know, Jaden is, I think, the most valuable quarterback asset in the NFL right now. We don't know his ceiling. His ceiling might be, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. He had the greatest rookie season of all time. So that's just how I feel about Jaden. But I think they nailed this list. I think the league has been on top of the Jaden Daniels stuff for a while. I think it was coming out last year during the combine that he was way ahead of, you know, May and everybody else. And he was 1A and 1B with Caleb Williams. And how about, and just on a side note, how about the GM of the Bears getting an extension, the guy who wouldn't even interview Jaden Daniels?
It's insane.
It's probably a little premature.
Yeah, Ryan Poles.
I think Williams is kind of a bust. I mean, there's some alarming stuff about him with his sacks and his inaccuracy downfield. I mean, and they give that kind of extension. But I think they've been on top of the Jaden Daniels stuff. I think they're right in saying, you know, they're not concerned at all about a sophomore slump based on how he projects. I'm glad they gave both Goff and Mayfield in the top 10. I think both those guys are underrated. I think Hurts being nine is just kind of a Super Bowl winning thing. I mean, even in the description, it said he needs a steady running game, and you don't want him passing that much.
Yeah, but the problem is the guys behind him. It's hard to drop him much further. You know, I think Stroud. I think Stroud and Love are going to be interesting to watch this year. I think they're both super talented. The first thing you said, though, Aveen, I'll disagree with that. I agree with almost everything else you said. I think that with Mahomes, Washington would have been right where they were. Mahomes is special, man. He does everything required. He had a great defense the last couple of seasons. I mean, they won 15 games last year. He still threw for nearly 4,000 yards. You know, I forget what he rushed for. Obviously not Jaden rushing totals. But I think Mahomes essentially does what's required to win. I think he's gotten to that point. And so on this team last year, if Mahomes had been the starting quarterback, I think they would have won 12 games and two road playoff games. I really do.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, my only comeback would be, you know, we saw when, you know, his offensive line wasn't playing that well in the Super Bowl. And, you know, Jaden played against the St. Eagles defense and his offensive line.
He did.
A lot of games was, you know, overmatched.
Yeah.
But also, just want to know what you think about this. I think you've talked about Jaden's ceiling before, and I know it might sound ridiculous to say, but I mean, I don't think we've ever seen a quarterback like this before who's so young, disadvantaged as a pocket passer, and is already like an all-time athlete as a scrambler. Like, he had one of the greatest scrambling seasons in NFL history, just efficiency-wise, last season. And to me, just as a pocket passer, his comp is Tom Brady, like just how he looks, like how methodical he looks going through his progressions, how everything looks slowed down.
Yep.
And he doesn't have like this big violent, you know, arm release, like throwing release. And I think people take that away. They think he doesn't have a strong arm because of that. And that was kind of similar to Brady early on in his career. I don't know. I just think they both play it at slower motion.
He's
that's kind of my comp.
Thanks for the call, as always, Veen. Great job. No, I think when in one of the quotes, the quote that I read twice, but I didn't read the back half of it, when the NFL coordinator who prepared for Daniels last season, so I'm assuming a defensive coordinator, he says, the kid can read coverages, throw with accuracy and touch to all levels of the field, just as dangerous as Lamar and Josh Allen with his legs, and has a clutch factor to him because his team already believes that if he has the ball with a chance to win, he's going to find a way. If he repeats anything close to his rookie year, he's no lower than number three on this list next year. Look, anything can happen. We've seen it in the league, but what we saw last year seems like it is something that can be sustained as long as he is healthy. Like we said many times during the season last year, this is probably the weakest supporting cast he's going to have. And they've already upgraded, at least offensively, with the likes of Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel. They got to get Terry into the fold. We'll be watching very closely this week. This is the last full week without training camp, all right? This is the last full week, the 14th through the 18th. Rookies report on the 18th. Veterans report on the 22nd, so a week from tomorrow. So the last full week without, you know, training camp football at the very least to talk about, and preseason games not that far away. Terry will be back. I feel confident about that. And I just don't think that what we saw last year, if there was something where it was like, well, they can pick on that, they can figure that part out. He just does everything so well. G from the shop, G. Is Jaden at number five placed correctly, or is it too high on the ESPN list?
Nah, he perfectly placed right there. I can live with that. And it just showed that ESPN got a lot of respect for what he did in just 1 year.
It's not ESPN. It's the coaches that they polled and front office execs. That's the importance of this.
They done seen enough in 1 year to put him at number five. I understand why they put Burrow.
Stroud was at seven last year after his great rookie year.
I don't care about nobody behind him, because Jaden is perfectly placed. In front of everybody that he in front of, he's better than them. A blind man can tell you that, but the people that's in front of him, I do have a problem with Lamar Jackson not being number two. You know what I'm saying? That's recency bias. He got two MVPs. Josh Allen only got one. And if it wasn't for Zay Flowers having brain farts in one of them playoff games, he probably would have went further in the playoffs.
Maybe.
I don't like how they be.
He didn't play great in that game, though, against Kansas City.
No, but sometimes people don't play great, and you need other people to step up. And Joe Burrow, if you look, there's no way Joe Burrow should be in front of Lamar Jackson in any way. He got two MVPs. His record is not even comparable to Joe Burrow, damn near 500 in his career. Man, Lamar Jackson, man, 74-29, man. All he do is win. Josh Allen got
except in the postseason.
So what Josh Allen got in the postseason?
He's absolutely torched it in the postseason. I mean, he's had games that are epic, classic games. Some of them ended up in losses, like last year, and the 42-39 game or whatever it was. And by the way, Joe Burrow's been outstanding in the postseason in his two shots at it.
He has. But Lamar Jackson is the reason they are in the postseason. Point
blank. That's true.
And the dude's numbers, man, is ridiculous. The passing yards is close to Josh Allen in the same amount of years. He got 2,000 more rushing yards than Josh Allen. He got two MVPs, four-time All-Pro. Lamar Jackson got to get over the hump to get everybody's respect, and then he probably still wouldn't get their respect.
No, I disagree.
I totally disagree with you on that.
I think people are waiting for Lamar to bust through, not just make a Super Bowl, but really play immaculate football in the postseason, which he has not. Once he plays at that level, even if they get beat by Patrick Mahomes in a 45-41 game, you know, like Buffalo has a couple of times, Josh Allen's got 25 touchdowns and four picks in the postseason. He's been unbelievable in the postseason.
No, I'll give you one. That year, that 13 seconds against Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes did to Michael Jordan, I'll give you that one. But, like, Dan Marino ain't getting no Super Bowl. I'm looking off of what I watch. And Lamar Jackson should be number two. Josh Allen should be number three. And Joe Burrow is right at number four because he got to a Super Bowl. My man Jaden ain't get to a Super Bowl yet, but that's coming soon. So I think Jaden is perfectly placed. But the Lamar Jackson disrespect is outrageous. I don't care.
Let me just say something. You know I love Lamar, and I've rooted for Baltimore so hard to get over the hump the last 2 years. And look, that two-point conversion could have been caught. Didn't mean they were going to win the game, but they should have at least been in overtime against Buffalo last year. But they had two turnovers. The dude's got 10 touchdowns, 7 picks, 10 turnovers total. He has not played well enough. When the biggest games were there, he admitted it last year, G. He said, I get tight in these games. Joe Burrow and Josh Allen have not done when they've had their shots in the postseason. They've been tremendous. He hasn't been tremendous in the postseason.
But see, that's why I love Lamar. Lamar reminds me of people that I used to play ball with, Paul. He took the blame. He's a leader. He can put it on himself.
That's why he's easy to root for.
And he's one of the most beautiful football players to ever watch play, period. He's might be the greatest athlete to ever play quarterback. But man, this is ridiculous, man. Everybody can't win a Super Bowl, man. Lamar Jackson should be number two, two-time MVP. The numbers is ridiculous.
That's the bigger debate. What's interesting, and I got to run, but thanks. I'll talk to you later. What's interesting is that's a much bigger debate than Jaden being at five, from what I can tell in the aftermath of this list coming out earlier this morning. One thing G said, and they wrote it in the first line in describing Jackson, who came in fourth on this list. Jackson is the most breathtaking player in the game. I would say that Jackson and Tariq Hill are the two most electrifying players in the game. Like the most feared with the ball in their hands. With that said, Lamar Jackson has not played well enough in the postseason. Josh Allen and Joe Burrow have. And Jackson's also, like Burrow, been hurt and has missed some time, including the season in which they made the postseason a few years ago, lost to Cincinnati in the playoffs. I think, honestly, if you told me I can start the next five seasons with a quarterback on this list, I think that Mahomes and Allen would be the top two, and then I'd go Jaden over Burrow and Jackson. Let's go to our guy Robert in Annapolis. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, my guy G preaching in the pulpit, isn't he? Oh, my guy, so
he's
I'll let
best.
That one go. I would put Jackson over Burrow. The reason being, I like the dual threat quarterbacks, and that's what you guys have. And I think five is about as high as you can put them at now, at this point. But, you know, the argument you use about Jackson in terms of his playoff performance, you could use a similar argument against your guy in terms of lack of productivity over a long period of time, over the time frame. You know, you're taking 1 year and magnifying that.
Which guy?
Daniels.
Daniels has played one season.
Okay, you're critiquing Jackson because he hasn't had the success in the playoffs at this point that he has had in the regular season. But Daniels has had success for one season. So, in other words, you don't have a big enough picture of – I think he's like a song on the
right,
top.
Right, but I don't have any today. Negative. I don't have anything
that's all
that skews me towards – I'm not sure yet. He checked off every box in 1 year. It's totally unique. That happened in one season, I'll grant you that.
But again,
but Lamar's had five seasons in the post, five shots at it in the postseason.
He's like one of those songs in the top 10 from years ago. He's number five with a bullet. You know, he's on the rise. So I do say if he continues on with what he's been doing, he'll move up. But I got to put Jackson over Burrow because of the versatility. I'm going to say this. when you're a defensive coordinator, a defensive player, I don't think there's any player that you look across the line and fear as much as you fear Lamar Jackson. That's what I bet their thinking is. So,
there's a scene in that, and I talked about it earlier on the show because I watched it this weekend, Quarterback on Netflix. There's a scene after a week two game between Kansas City and Cincinnati. That was a great game, if you recall, 26-25. There was a late pass interference call that allowed Butker to kick the game-winning field goal, and the Chiefs beat the Bengals 26-25 at Arrowhead. And Steve Spagnuolo comes off the field, seeks out Burrow and says to Burrow, other than our guy, you're the best there is. And that's a high compliment from one of the best defensive coordinators in this era. He basically said, other than our guy, Mahomes, you're the best that there is. And I think you can make that case for Burrow at his best. You can. Burrow's...
Kevin, look who Burrow is throwing to.
I understand that.
The other guys are throwing
That's fair.
To.
That's okay. fair.
All yeah. right. So, Kevin, who would you take on your team if you didn't have Daniels, Burrow or Jackson?
Burrow.
Okay.
And you know this. I'm a Lamar fan, and I'm rooting for Lamar. Yeah. I want him to get over that hump because he's such a great young man too, beloved by the organization. But if you told me, I would go the order they went in: Mahomes, Allen, Burrow. You know, right? I put Daniels in front of Burrow if we were going over the next 5 years. But yeah, Burrow, well, because Lamar tightens up in the postseason. He just does. Well, he admitted it.
Well, he's still got a few years. He's no Joe Flacco in the playoffs. How about that?
Well, that's right, true. Flacco delivered like almost no quarterbacks delivered in the postseason over the last 20 years.
My man had the stones of iron. All right,
oh, my God, did he have big ones. Huge when it mattered the most. All right, I'll talk to you later. Those of you on hold, we'll do another quick segment, 301-230-0980. ESPN's annual list of top 10 by position, voted on by coaches, front office execs, and NFL scouts, had Jaden Daniels fifth best quarterback in the NFL. Did they get it right, or is he too high, or maybe too low? And then the real controversy was Burrow ahead of Jackson at three. Burrow came in three behind Allen and Mahomes, and Jackson was fourth. You can weigh in on that if you want. If you're on hold, stay there. We do have a line open if you want to weigh in. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.